we looked at the attacking side, but we're going to look at that later on in the week. You know, what I can remember of it is, you know, it was a corner and they sort of kept it alive, didn't they? And to be fair to him, it was a great header and he left Hart no chance. But we'll look at it in the week and we'll try and get it right.
I saw Joe Hart as he left the pitch. He said, stay here, stay safe. I know from being in Brazil, your family were out there, weren't they, 2 years ago. Was that a concern of yours?
You know what? I didn't really see it happening during the game. It wasn't until I got in the dressing room someone told me. So obviously at that time I sent a text to my family and they was all safe, so maybe a little concern, but you know, I'm sure they can look after themselves.
And as for the football, Jack, you said that England need to take the chances. Is that the one side of it that England need to be a little bit more ruthless next time, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we speak a lot about being ruthless, and you know, we've got ruthless players in our team. You know, Harry Kane's ruthless. You know, on another day he would have had a couple of goals, Raheem would have had a few goals, and you know, we would have won the game 3-0 or 4-0. So if we can concentrate on, you know, the build-up play was brilliant and everything was brilliant, and again, you know, their keeper had a great evening as well. So if we can concentrate on, you know, finishing our chances, I think we'll be all right.
But I said to Roy after the game, there were more positives than negatives.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I've never really been in, you know, after the first game in Brazil, it was all negative, and you know, if we'd have won the game, people were saying, you know, we can win this tournament. So we've got to concentrate on the positives. You know, as I mentioned before, playing out, keeping the ball, sustaining attacks, and really making the opposition work for the ball is. Then I think we'll be all right.
And how confident are you that you can reproduce that standard of performance, particularly from the first half?
Yeah, I think, you know, I see us train every day, and the standard in training is high. You know, everyone's fighting to play. You know, there's 23 players that want to play. So I think that helps as well. Helps keep the standards high. And you know, if we can replicate that again and score goals, we'll win the game.
And finally, Wales is a little bit like an international derby, I suppose. Aaron Ramsey's somebody who you know well. Has there been any time for banter since you've been out here in France, or are you very much focused?
No, there's not been much time for banter. You know, we've been busy, he's been busy preparing with Wales, but you know, we know what them games are. I played in Wales before in Cardiff, so we know what it's about. We know it's going to be a big game, and we know our fans are going to expect, their fans are going to expect. So it's going to be a great game. But I'm sure if we replicate that, you know, I'm confident that we've got the better players.